Fortunately, I did not see Mr. Gilpin before the performance, for it took me a long time to put on the makeup, and I was still quite awkward about it. I expected to see him during the intermission, congratulate him on his fine notices, and no doubt receive a few words of praise from him on my own sterling performance. I did not know, luckily, that Mr. Gilpin was a little less than sober that evening, and that the management had decided that, rather than refund the money, they would get him into his costume, push him out on the stage, and take a chance on what would happen. No doubt they needed every penny to keep going, and no doubt they were right to take the gamble. I suppose, too, they were also correct in not warning me about his condition beforehand. I would have been too downright scared to even set foot on the stage. As it was, I was barely able to finish the first act, and I think my very inexperience as an actor saved me at that. Gilpin made his entrance stumbling, quite as though he had been pushed out from the wings, which, indeed, he was, and made directly for the throne, where he sat down heavily and proceeded to go to sleep. The audience sensed nothing strange in this, for it was in keeping with the part that it be played that way. For myself, however, I was openly panic-stricken, and the stage manager, seeing the obvious panic on my face, hissed to me from the wings, "Shake him! Go ahead and shake him! Keep playing!" Too frightened to do anything else, I did as I was told. I walked over to the throne and shook him as hard as I could. He opened his eyes and looked up at me wonderingly. He did not know where he was for a moment or two, and looked around the stage and out at the audience in some bewilderment, as if trying to focus on what was going on. Again, the stage manager hissed, "Keep shaking him! Get him up on his feet!" Again, I did as I was told. I pulled him to his feet, and hanging on to his arm to steady him, I yelled my first line into his ear. Astonishingly, he answered with the correct line. He shook his head a few times like an old lion at bay, and to my horror, thrust my hand roughly away and sat down on the throne again. I stood there frozen, not knowing what to do next and not even able to hear the words the stage manager was hissing at me from the wings. Haltingly, Gilpin began to play. His voice was thick, and he jumbled the cues, but he sat on the throne, steadying himself until he regained something like control over his movements. And then he rose, and as the act proceeded, he even seemed to play with something of his old power, though every so often he would suddenly grab hold of me to stop himself from falling, each time, of course, scaring me out of my wits.